النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdi'a al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaika.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. I'm your host Mahdi. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was one of the pure fountainheads of knowledge and wisdom. He was the direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was the son of the 9th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Muhammad ibn Ali al-Jawad alayhi salam. And Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam himself was the 10th divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. The ulama and the religious scholars and the fuqaha, the Islamic jurisprudence of the Shia, asked Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam about the different branches of knowledge while he was yet a very young child. And despite his young age, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam answered all of these great religious scholars and these great religious jurisprudents with the answers of an expert. It was these very answers of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam which made the Shia scholars and Shia jurisprudents and the other leaders of the Shia to believe in the imama of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immat al-huda wa masabih al-tuja wa a'lam al-tuqa wa dawilluha.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thought, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call, and the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. As-salamu ala mahal ma'rifah.
Peace be upon the exponents of the recognition of Allah, the centers of Allah's blessing, the essence of Allah's wisdom, the keepers of Allah's secrets, the bearers of Allah's book, the successor of Allah's prophet, and the progeny of Allah's messenger. May Allah send blessings upon him and his household. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon them.
Wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Naqi al-Hadi alayhi salam. Yes, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is known by this title of Hadi, which means the guide, but he is also known by the title of Naqi, which means the pure. And so you find that in different cultures, different titles are used for these imams, but these are titles that historically were used for the imams as well. We find that during the era of Imam Hadi alayhi salam, the 10th divinely appointed imam, there was a lot of theological arguments and debates that were going on. A lot of these theological debates were concerning the Quran, for example, or they were concerning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or they were concerning, for example, compulsion and free will. A lot of these different theological arguments that had come about because, unfortunately, the Muslims had been taken down a path which was separate from that of the rightful successors to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And so, of course, we find that due to different powers that came and sat on the seat of Khilafah, that those teachings which were purely and directly from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi were kind of cast aside, and the rightful successors who were to continue the message of the Holy Prophet and all of these different jurisprudential and theological and philosophical and scientific fields, they were also cast aside, the 12 divinely appointed imams. So this is why you have these different discussions and arguments and differences of opinion that come about throughout the history of the Muslims when it comes to these various different subjects. And so because he was the divinely appointed imam and he was the righteous leader and the righteous guide and the infallible and immaculate, and because of these things, then Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam had to clear up a lot of these arguments and a lot of these differences of opinion and show the true, pure Muhammadan Islam, if you will. So in one occasion, we find that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam is asked by one of his companions about the truth of monotheism. And Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he replies that Allah the Almighty was still alone, nothing with him. And then Allah created things skillfully and chose names for himself. Names and words are still with him since eternity. Allah was and is still existent. Then Allah formed what he willed, and nothing can repel Allah's will or delay Allah's determination. A very beautiful way in which Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has described the truth of monotheism. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has described Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via the description that Allah has given of himself. Because again, we have said that the only way to know Allah is how Allah has described himself. And here we find that the attributes that we have for describing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are actually his names. And in this response of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, we find that the names and the words, these attributes, are with Allah, and they are with Allah since eternity. So these attributes are not something that are separate from Allah. So when we say that Allah is Rahim, or Allah is Rahman, Allah is beneficent, compassionate, merciful, or if we say that Allah is forgiving, the attribute of forgiving is not separate from Allah. It is a part of the essence of Allah. And these are names that Allah has chosen for Himself. They are, in essence, His essence. And I guess we would have to leave it at that, because the more you begin to think about these things, the more it goes out of the reaches and the beyonds of, you know, the mind and the imagination. But He always was, and He always is, and He always will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nothing can repel Allah's will. If Allah has willed something, if Allah has determined something, then this cannot be repelled. And these are some of the beautiful descriptions that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam has given to his companion about the essence and the being of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.